In the late 90s, the wrestling world had a new attitude. It was more adult-oriented, and the violence was turned up a notch. People sometimes wonder, was it just North America getting more edgy? The answer? New Japan Pro Wrestling would even follow in the steps of the American wrestling promotions, having more violent matches on their shows, thanks to the man who created what we now call ultra-violent deathmatch wrestling. That man is Atsushi Onida. Atsushi Onida's origins start out like most Japanese pro wrestlers, having trained in the All Japan Wrestling Dojo in the mid-70s. Onida was picked as the ace of All Japan's makeshift junior heavyweight division until suddenly, on January 3rd, 1985, he had to retire due to his injuries. His last match for All Japan Pro Wrestling was on December 2nd, 1984, against Mighty Inoue. After over 3 years of recuperating from his injuries, Onida would return to the ring in December 1988 for Pioneer Senshi, and a year later, Atsushi Onida would create his own wrestling promotion, FMW, Frontier Martial Arts Wrestling, on July 28, 1989. Onida was a huge fan of the Memphis-style brawls that he saw during his early stays in Memphis and wanted to make his promotion be based on that style. They would end up having their first show on October 6, 1989. Some of the earlier similarities from Memphis and FMW showed up on June 24, 1990, when Atsushi Onida competed in an empty arena match, which was based off his favorite wrestler and mentor in Terry Funk, who had a similar type of match with Jerry Lawler while in Memphis. FMW on July 22, 1990 would place a ring in the middle of the Misaki Nishin Sea, close enough for fans on land to be able to see and come watch the show. A battle royal would end the show, with the wrestlers being eliminated by being thrown into the water. Onido and Goto would end up eliminating each other and would swim back to land where they could continue fighting while on land. Onido, however, would decide to take it one step further, which had never been done before, putting electricity inside the barbed wire, with every time a wrestler being sent into the barbed wire, an explosion would set it off. Onida would use this idea on August 4th, 1990, when he faced Tarzan Goto in the match to settle the score between them. Onida would manage to get the victory over Goto in the groundbreaking match that would earn the two the 1990 Tokyo Sports Match of the Year. On August 22nd, 1993, Atsushi Onida would defeat Mr. Pogo to become the first ever FMW Brass Knuckles champion. Atsushi Onida would later hold the record for the most title defenses and the record for the amount of times he held the title at 3. Onida mastered the way to give babyface sympathy in his death matches. When during the final seconds till the ring would explode, he would make a last-ditch effort to try and save his opponent, getting them out of the ring, diving back in to make the save, but usually getting himself blown up in the process. That's something straight out of a movie. Seems like something a superhero would do to save the villain before the building would explode, getting himself blown up in the process. I could honestly see that being in a scene in the new Batman movie in the future, having the same principles of the spot. Also during this time period, he starred in the movie Danjan, Japanese for bullet, which would later be adapted as the nickname of Onida's pupil, Masato Tanaka. In his last defense of the FMW Brass Knuckles Championship on May 5th, 1995, at FMW's 5th anniversary show, Atsushi Onida would face off against Hayabusa, who would later succeed him as the promotion's ace, as Onida would defeat a Hayabusa, as Onida was going to take a sabbatical from pro wrestling to go back to school to finish getting his high school diploma, as he dropped out of school to join the All Japan Wrestling Dojo. Onida returned to the ring in 1997, where he became the leader of the NWO-like stable Zen, in which he attempted to take FMW back to its old deathmatch ideology. However, FMW's new owners were turning down the deathmatch content, which led Onida to leave FMW altogether in November 1998. This now brings Atsushi Onida to New Japan Pro Wrestling. On the January 4th Tokyo Dome show in 1999, Atsushi Onida would make his New Japan Pro Wrestling debut, taking on Kazuki Sasaki in front of 52,500 people. Kensuke Sasaki would defeat Estushinaya by disqualification after Onita threw a fireball at Sasaki. The New Japan friends were already despised Estushinaya's tactics, as this sent him over the edge with a hatred for Estushinaya. Then on April 10th, 1999, at New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Style Symphony in front of 53,000 people, Estushinaya would take on Masahiro Chono in an explosive barbed wire death match, which saw some of the coolest entrances in pro wrestling, with Estushinaya walking down the ramp of the Tokyo Dome, getting belt with garbage, sitting down on his chair, smoking a cigarette, basking in the glory of the hatred that was the New Japan fans. And with Masahiro Chono with a sweet-ass blacked-out military Hummer driving up the stairs of the Tokyo Dome and getting out in the front of the ramp to a loud ovation. As this was the first time New Japan Pro Wrestling had ever saw an explosion barbed wire deathmatch at their show, and it's pretty surprising seeing as 53,000 people bought a ticket to see it. As then on August 28th, 1999, we would see Estushinaya's last New Japan Pro Wrestling match at Jinju Stadium in Tokyo, Japan, in front of 48,000 people. We would face the Great Muta in a no-rope, barbed-wire, barricaded, electric landmine double-hell deathmatch. That's quite would go under his as a Great Muta-style gimmick, the Great Nita, a gimmick he started using back in 1995, as this was a highly anticipated bout, as it was a dream match becoming a reality for most Japanese pro wrestling fans. I remember as a new fan of Japanese pro wrestling looking at the history of it and coming across just the title of the match and going, what the hell is this? And wanting to just see it just off of the name itself. I mean, what the hell is a no-rope barbed wire barricade electric landmine double hell death match? I mean, that's just insane. It is absolutely insane. Now, as we kind of talked about in the opening of this, can you imagine seeing the WWF trying something like this, having The Undertaker versus Cactus Jack in a no-rope barbed wire death match, or Kane versus The Undertaker selling the score once and for all, brother versus brother in a double hell death match. This is just something, it almost seems like it could have been the reality, as New Japan having these death matches was something completely out of left field, and showed just how over Estushinaya was and how far the deathmatch style was, where, you know, we were seeing throughout, you know, the evolution and the debut of these deathmatches, from seeing the first ever barbed rope electrified deathmatch in 1990 to where in the later stages of the 90s, in 1999, New Japan Pro Wrestling is doing their own deathmatches with Estushinaya. Pretty insane to think about. You might have noticed me stating the facts of the attendance for the shows that Estushinaya was on in New Japan during his New Japan death matches. Just wanted to point out that Estushinaya, during 1999, during the Attitude Era, during WWF in their highest reign, and WCW too at this point, you know, they're still a big name draw. Estushinaya outdrew any WWF or WCW event, not once, but twice, during the peak of the Attitude Era, during when WWF was at its highest peak. Just kind of insane to think about how well Estushinaya's New Japan death matches drew. And if you count him being at the Tokyo Dome, I really didn't count that into effect just because it's the January 4th Tokyo Dome show. That's the biggest show of the year for New Japan, so really, it kind of doesn't matter who's on the card, but still, if you count that, that's three times he outdrew WWF and WCW. Now, New Japan putting death matches on their shows is something we can look back on with a fondness and go, wow, I can't believe this happened, as the matches were spectacles, it drew a lot of people, but I really just hope this just stays a memory. And we remember with fondness and keep it in the past, as I really wouldn't want to see Kazuchika Okada, Tetsuya Naito, Hiroshi Tanahashi, or Kenny Omega be part of any death matches under the New Japan banner anytime soon. Estushinaya, one of the founding fathers of death matches, changed the way New Japan Pro Wrestling did business. He was so popular, he was such a posing figure, that New Japan Pro Wrestling let him do his death matches on their shows. As I want to just leave you with one of my favorite quotes about Atsushi Onita. If Onita was alive during World War II, we would have lost the war. Terry Funk describing Atsushi Onita. A true pioneer, an innovator, and one awesome crazy son of a bitch.